Spring in Pittsburgh. Putting away the winter clothes, bringing them back out again and again. The oboist's arm, muscular like a tennis pro's, flexed as her fingers danced a trill along the reeded instrument they held, her head shaking playfully, caught the conductor's glance, and they volleyed the gesture a bit with their eyes while he conducted a Mozart concerto in C, and she fingered gracefully the upbeat, playful piece, each exquisite exhale sending sound in a frolic all around the concert hall. Next, I'm going to read my translation of Bonjour by an Algerian poet named Kateb Yassine, which I wish I could have read last summer when I had laryngitis. So Justin read it for me, I think. Hello, my life, and you, my old despair. I'm back in the abyss where my misery was born. You, my old cursed luck, I bring you a bit of my heart. Hello, all. Hello, and good evening. Hello, my old friends. I'll be back again, face sunken in, abandoned, the sole supporter. And I know that tonight, infernal songs will rise. Here is the corner of mud where I rested my proud forehead to the roar of the winds by the cries of December. Here's my life gathered in dust. Hello, all my stuff. I followed a tropical bird on an astounding excursion, and here I am bleeding my bruised heart in a grimace. Hello, my heavy horizons, my phantom farm. So hope blossoms and my garden's rotten. Absurd turtle, you opened up to get a mouthful of thorns. Hello, my poems, what's the point? And I spent a lot of time working with immigrants, and the next two poems reflect things related to immigrants. Seven separate sets of feet beneath a single shiny sheet of silver mylar, but to deflect or hold in the intense Texas heat. I'd heard of others, truckloads of them, bodies piled up like fish in tins, perishing. It moved en masse, an alien being? No, each one was somebody's child. Only later I heard about the cages. And here's one from the anthology that Tim has. It's always nice to have at least one that's in one of the books being sold. Young Mexican couple kissing on the stairwell. With intensity, I envy. For all I know, they aren't even legally here, though their libidos certainly aren't elsewhere. I wish I could say the same. They are obeying laws of nature, which precede those of state in the broader scheme. We're the ones who've betrayed her grace, whose hearts bodies, minds, and souls don't all dwell in the same place. She took everything, even the dogs. Sometimes he lay awake at night, coyotes howling, the sound of the wind, the house in her name, now just this little place. Once he started howling back, an ongoing conversation, nothing. An old copy of Bon Appetit, Nietzsche, a bare breadboard, but the sound of the wind. He found himself outside one morning, naked, gnawing on a rabbit. And the next two, I'm gonna dedicate to Jimmy. I really wasn't expecting that introduction, but it's true. Jimmy and I go way back to a small group setting, so I felt like I knew him pretty well since that was in 1983. And we've been doing our own things, and I haven't really been reading that much, but, you know. Anyway, this one, I think he'd like it because he always gave me a thumbs up for my political poems. I try to think of the shocking event for my generation, born in the wake of the Kennedy assassination. His brother's death, the first historical event I remember, that MLK was shot in 68 too, though I don't remember hearing of it on the news, may say something about how much coverage he got on the mainstream channels my parents watched or me, and what caught my attention at 3 or 4, but that may be another story. What I do remember later on were broadcasts from Vietnam, starving children, sometimes bombs going off right in front of us on screen while we were eating. I'm just gonna end that right there, although it goes on. That's going to appear in an anthology, but the Boomer Project. Okay, and so that's a teaser for that one. And the last one, I'll tell you, I was not thinking of Jimmy at all when I wrote it. That might imply something that wasn't there, but it did kind of resonate for me after he died. Funeral Outcast. Please forgive me in advance for not attending, but I think I was already there. I dreamt your death some years back. So many people I didn't know. Some stood around with drinks in their hands and smug expressions. A woman seemed upset more than sad. I alone, who hadn't been invited from outside the iron gate, which contained the whole affair, wept. I think I'm done. Do I have time for another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, because Stuart is here, I'm going to read something that I wrote in Bulgaria. Actually, in Bulgarian, well, I was a Peace Corps volunteer there in a time of crisis, but I'm only going to read the English. In Bulgarian, it's imanyama, and in English, there is, there isn't. There is bread, but no butter. There is butter, but no milk. There is milk, but no meat. There is meat, but no wine. There is wine, but no beer. There is beer, but no glass to drink it from. There is a glass, but there's no water. There is water, but no freedom. There is freedom, but no coins. There are coins, but no money. There is some money, but no cigarettes. There are cigarettes, but no matches. There are matches, but no candles. There are candles, but there is no light. There is light, but no hope. There is hope, but no opportunity. There is opportunity, but no desire. There is desire, but no love. There is love, but no way. There is a way, but never mind. Okay.